Let us go before God this morning, and Lord, we come before you, and there's so many people living out without hope, God, in this world. Life has just been so tough on a lot of people, God, and we all go through situations in our life, God, where we just feel this sense of helplessness and hopelessness. But we know you are God, and there's no one greater. Lord, we ask that you teach us through this message today. Guide our hearts and minds into your word, will, and spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So let's review hope as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, placing our hope in something or someone requires that we give up and start depending on something or others to save us from the trouble that we're experiencing in our life. It means we have exhausted all of our ways and strength, and we now place our hope in someone or something. It requires that we believe that something or someone can help us and relieve us of our suffering now, as we place our hope in that thing or that someone. So when we place our hope in the wrong thing, in the wrong person, many times it leads to failure, a disappointment, because it does not meet all of our expectations or does not relieve us of the suffering we're going through. And this disappointment leads us to experience a sense of hopelessness, which comes from us feeling that we placed our hope in something, in someone, and it wasn't able to help us. It wasn't able to solve our problems. But when we come to this point, this is where you and I need to start understanding there's only one to put our hope in, and that is God. So let's take a minute to look at how God defines hope so we place our hope in the right thing. See, to have hope, we must seek that which speak and teach us about truth. That which we place our hope in must be able to sustain us night and day. Hope has to be something or someone we can cry out to for mercy and help. Something or someone who can answer when we call. Someone or something that can preserve our life, who makes us strong. Someone or something that we can take heart in as we place our hope in it. See, hope is by placing our trust in something or someone who will not cut us off, who provide us with an inheritance. Something that will last, that we can hold on to, that we can feel bounded to as we go through things in life. See, hope in something or someone should produce joy and peace in our life. When we place our hope in something or someone, it has to be faithful. It has to be accountable. Something we can believe in. Something we can trust in. See, placing our hope and our trust in something or someone so we can hold on to that thing and never let it go. It's there for us. Hope has to be that there's something that has power to save us. It has to be something that we can count on, that though we cannot see it, we believe in it. Hope is not just something you and I have. It is that we hope for, that we patiently wait for, and it appears because we don't know where it's coming from. Go with me to Romans chapter 8, verses 24 and 25. Many times we confuse hope with want. Want is something we see and desire. Well, hope is that which is unseen. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know how it's going to be produced. But see, wants and desires, we can see it. We try to figure it out, how to get it. It's there in front of us. We're just trying to figure out how to grab it. That's just desires and wants. That's not hope. Romans chapter 8, verses 24 and 25 says, "For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is not hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. See, hope is something that produces great faith and love in us. Hope is something that goes beyond our present situation. It births in us so we know that how it feels now, and we know that hope is being stored up for us. See, hope bears fruit. It grows as it combines with the gospel and grace of God and truth in us. It starts growing and manifesting itself in our lives, in our faith, in our walk with God. See, we have to have the right kind of hope. We lived in ignorance and we was asleep. And when we grieved and we had struggles, we didn't know where to turn. We didn't know who to have hope in. And see, so we grieve like a person who don't know what is going to happen when they die. They grieve like they don't know the struggles are so hard. They just wish to die. They wish to go to the grave. It's all the hope they have. There's no hope in them. There's no hope beyond this life. There's no hope in their situations. See, real hope comes when we believe in the resurrection power of Christ. It is when we believe God will bring Christ up again and raise him up again for us to see, and he will raise up those who put their hope in him. Hope works during good times and bad times. It works when we are in need and left all alone. It works when we have all our needs met. See, hope continues in the good and bad times. We have the same hope, that same desire for God to show up in our lives. Continue to hope night and day, praying, asking the Lord to be help for us, so we don't lose anything that we desire. God, we put our hope in you. We put our love in you. We don't want to lose anyone, God. We don't want to lose all that you promised us. With all our hearts, we laid bare our hope in you, God, because we know all things, Lord Jesus. All things are possible. Hope is not about us trusting in riches. Hope is not about us desiring wealth, which is uncertain. Real hope is only be found in God, which provides our needs for and enjoyment. Real hope commands that we continue to do good, be rich in good deeds, be generous, willing to share, because we have hope in the Lord, that which is unseen, the kindness and generosity of God. Hope means we don't spend our time quarreling. We remain teachable and not resentful. Hope spreads itself and covers others, so God will grant those that we talk to and share our hope with repentance and lead them to the knowledge of God's truth. See, having real hope in God helps others come to their senses and escape the trap of the devil. I cannot say this enough. Real hope always goes beyond our situations. Hope comes from our knowledge of God's truth, which leads to godliness. See, our faith and knowledge rest on our hope for eternal life with God, who does not lie and sustains all his promises. Hope never ends. See, hope never fails. Hope endures. Hope is eternal. We have hope in this life and in the life to come, Lord Jesus. See, hope teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion. Hope teaches us to live a self-controlled life, to live upright and godly lives in this present time. See, blessed hope, which will be seen in Christ Jesus' glorious appearance. We place our hope in that which will last, that which sustain, that which gives eternal life. It is through our hope that you and I are able to stand on faith and be certain for what we do not see. It's faith that is built up in God, and hope never fails. It produces that which is unseen. It produces that which once thought was unachievable. It produces that which seems impossible. So there's a difference in placing our hope in God and placing our hope in things that are seen. We say we have hope in God, but when our hope is built on things such as houses and cars and businesses and buildings, see, it's not real hope at all. It's just desires. When our hope is built on things unseen, God's kingdom, his mercy, his grace, his peace, his love, his faithfulness, his eternal life, that hope starts to move our faith and it grows us in Christ Jesus. See, there are times in life when we feel this sense of hopelessness, when we feel like we're aliens and strangers in this world, in the sight of God, we feel like our days on earth is just living in the shadows of other people. Living without hope in this world is a horrible life. We get to a point where we realize there's no strength in us. We wonder why we're alive. Why should we dream about a better life? Why should we be patient, hoping things will change? We don't have strength like a stone. We don't have power. Our desire for success is what drives us. Our desire for money is what gives us hope. It's not hope at all. See, it's not our love for God. It's not our love to and our desire to do good. It's not our love and desire to please God that gives us hope. It's the things of this world. It's the things that we can see that we put our hope in. And it's why we are struggling. It's why we're failing to do and receive the things of God. Job was a person who found righteousness in God's sight. But he went through this test where he felt this hopelessness come over him. His body was clothed with worms and scabs. His skin was broken. His days were swift. And he felt like the end of the world had come. And it came without hope. Lord, help us. Have you ever been in a hopeless state before? See, when things get bad, like they got bad for Job, the only hope he had was the grave to spread himself out on his bed in darkness. See, Job thought, who can help me? Who can save me? Job was in despair. Life had turned in a bad way for Job. Have you ever been there? A place of hopelessness, unable to see how things are going to change in your life. All you can see is others doing good, but in your life, things have turned bad for you. There's nothing in us that can prevent us from falling to this point of hopelessness. No matter how many possessions we have, no matter how many people we have around us, they cannot stop sickness and things happening in our lives that we will fall to this point of hopelessness, feeling helpless. All the possessions and money we have can deliver us. Despite its value, it cannot save us. Go with me to Psalms chapter 33, verses 16 and 17. Hopelessness can come up on any of us. Only having faith in God, obeying the Lord, moves God to lift us up out of this situation. Psalms 33, verses 16 to 17 says, no king is saved by the size of his army, no warrior escaped by his great strength. A horse is a valiant hope for deliverance despite all of his great strength. It cannot save. So we are weary because of the way we have chosen to live and the bad results that occurred. We still don't consider ourselves hopeless. Though we are low in spirit without strength, we don't think the issue is within us. Though we see dread and are fearful and we falsely live our lives, we do not ponder God in our heart. We feel alone and without hope, but God remains silent because we do not fear him. We remain a distance from God. So the Apostle Paul was an example of someone in faith who went through a period of feeling hopeless. He said he was in constant on a move, he in danger of rivers, in danger of bandits, in danger of others, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, in danger of false Christians. Paul said, I've labored and gone without sleep, known hunger and thirst, gone without food, been cold and naked, but in the state of my hopelessness, in the state of my helplessness, he never lost faith in God. You have to remember when we live separate from Christ Jesus, excluded from citizenship, without hope and without God in this world, when our strength ran out, when our money was all gone, when no one would lend us a helping hand, we cried out to God. We cried out to Jesus, who was once so far away, and he brought us near. He showed us love, and he gave us hope. Thank you, Jesus. When we lose hope in ourselves and our abilities, when we lose hope in others, that's what we are trying to depend on. See, that's when we're at this state to receive the Lord. It's at that moment we should say to ourselves that the Lord is my portion, therefore I wait on him. And it is at this point we come to understand that the Lord is good to those who hope is in him. Hoping God give us courage to wait patiently for the salvation of God to show up in our lives. I'm talking about having real hope in God. The kind of hope that has us on our knees seeking God. The kind of hope that would have us crying out to the Lord day and night with tears in our eyes. The kind of hope that only sees Jesus as the answer, as we watch in hope, as we wait in hope for God to hear our cries and answer our prayers and move in our lives. We place our hope in God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. Where mankind fails, God is able. Where others fall short, God's arm is not too short to save. Where our strength and knowledge run out, God is there to pick up the broken pieces. What's impossible with mankind is possible with God. The only one we should place our hope in is the Lord. It's through our faith and hope in God that we move and have our being. We know God is not unjust. He will not forget the work we have done and the love we've shown as we helped others and continue to help them. We continue in faith and hope, stand diligent to the very end in order that our hope in God is made sure and complete. Having hope in God is about us holding on, being unswerving in the hope and faith we confess. Our hope in God is to spur us to move forward, to grow in the Lord, in good deeds, to do what is right in God's sight. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 24. Our hope in God has to be greater than our hope in anything else, anyone else. Our hope must be steadfast in God. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 24. Let us hold on unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promises is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. So receive hope in God when you and I establish our faith in Christ Jesus. Our hope in God is confirmed when the Lord shows us mercy, gives us a living hope through Christ's resurrection. Our hope is for the eternal life, for an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade away. Our hope goes beyond our circumstances. It goes beyond our situation today. It goes beyond our life in this world. See, hope in God allows us to prepare our minds for action and be self-controlled. Set our hope fully on the grace given when Christ Jesus will. Our hope in God encourages us to be obedient children, no longer conforming to desires we had when we lived in ignorance and hoping for riches in this world. We receive Christ Jesus into our hearts. He has chosen before the creation of the world, revealed for our sakes. So through him we may come to believe in God, and our faith and hope in God calls us to grow in Christ Jesus, living our lives right before God. Having our hope in God allows us to change our inner self, to become a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. We put our hope in God because it causes changes to occur on the inside, which is then reflected and demonstrated on the outside. See, hope in the Father and Christ Jesus is about connecting us to Christ. See, without having hope in self, not having hope in others, but only in God. See, you and I got to see this. When we put our hope in self, see, and we try to depend on the hope we put in ourselves, see, time, pressure, life just breaks it in half. Our hope in ourself cannot hold us up. It cannot deliver us. It cannot save us. Oh, Jesus. And then when you and I try to put our hope in others, we try to put our hope in our friends, and we try to put our hope in other things like our money. We try to put our hope in our abilities. And see, when we try to put our hope in other things, when we try to put our hope in others, the pressures of life, circumstances, sickness, hardship, despair would just break that hope. But you and I, we need to learn to put our hope only in God. When you and I put our hope in God, with Christ at one end and we connected to the other end. And see, when life starts to bear down on us and we're trying to put our hope in God and it stretches and life is putting pressure on our life. See, we're still holding on to God. Our hope is still there. It can be and it can take it. We're not hopeless. We have hope in God. No matter what the situation and circumstance, we're holding on. Though our hope is bending, though it's being tested, though it's being twisted, our hope in God never fails. It'll always come through. We just got to keep our hope in Jesus. Keep our hope in the Father, in Christ Jesus, and our hope will persevere. We receive all that God has promised us. We just got to keep our hope in God, no matter what you go through, no matter what your situation and circumstances, keep your hope in God. Wait patiently on God to move in your life. Wait for God to come through in the situations in your life. Our hope has to be in God. Our hearts have to be set apart. We have to always be prepared to give an answer for everyone for the faith and hope we have, because God has showed up in our life. Christ Jesus has manifested himself in our life. We must do this in a gentle, respectful way to show people that it is worth it to have hope in God. It is worth it. No matter what you got to go through, no matter what you got to wait on, have hope in God. Christ Jesus will come through. This is our hope. Though we do not know what we will be when Christ Jesus appears, we know we will be like him. We will be with him. We will see him face to face. Hope in the Lord purifies us and keeps us from continuing in sin. We have our hope in God. We want to be like the Lord. We want to have the same attitude of Christ Jesus. We have the hope that God can change our lives. God can change our situation. We know that God can show up. He has a Lord, you have all power and authority, Lord. There's nothing, Satan can't hold you back. This world can't stop you from moving. Praise God. And God is all power. There's no one else. Nothing else can put our faith and hope in. Praise the Lord. Christ has the power and authority to lift us up. There's no one greater to place your hope in than in the name of the Jesus and God's one and only Son, because God moves when Jesus moves. Thank you, Jesus. We all will experience a time in our life where our faith and our hope will be tested. It will be made known exactly what we place our hope in. See, many fell into the state of a hopelessness and helplessness. But we have a Savior. He has the hand extended to encourage and lift up those who cry out and place their faith and hope in him. No matter what condition we find ourselves in, we who live by faith, we who trust in the living God, we who place our faith and hope in Christ Jesus will never be put to shame. We'll be lifted up. We'll be rewarded. God will honor us. And we'll have eternal life with God. Hold on to your hope in God. Never let go. Christ Jesus is our hope in God, the Father. There is no one else. There is nothing else. There is no one greater to put your hope in but the Lord. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible for God. It is in Christ Jesus that you and I put our hope, keep our hope, steadfast in hope in God, all the way through every situations and circumstances we find ourselves in. We keep connected to Christ Jesus because our hope is in God, and it is in Christ that God moves. He moves in our life. We just got to wait on the Lord. He will move. Cry out to God. Wait patiently for the movement and power and the hand of God to move in your life. Have hope in Christ Jesus. He is faithful. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Trust in him. We can fully, without worrying and fearing, place our hope in God. May God bless you. May you be strengthened. May he encourage you to continue to grow your hope and faith in the only one that can save you. the only one that can deliver you, and that is the Son of God. Because he is one with the Father is one with him. And when you and I place our hope in Christ Jesus, we become one in him. And that hope is alive. It is steadfast and it never sever. We have all the promises of God when we have our hope steadfast in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.